The first time that I tried doing drag, I was a 16-year-old living in central Maine. While my parents weren't home, I would sneak into my mother's closet and put on her wig and try on her dresses and costume jewelry. I felt as if I were another person. I never wanted to be a woman, but it allowed me to express something hidden inside that I kind of never knew existed. The second time was many, many years later at one of the white party events in Provincetown. I purchased a beautiful white dress on Amazon and a Marilyn Monroe wig with lots of costume diamonds. I had my makeup professionally done in town. Again, I found it very empowering. I've performed in one play in Provincetown, and I really enjoyed the experience of performing in front of a large audience. The times that I've done drag brings out that same sort of feeling. People looking at me, people adoring me, people giving me compliments. And I eat it right up. I eat it up. I love it. I love it. I love the attention. When I'm not in drag, I'm a fairly outgoing person, very warm and open. When I dress up, the confidence level is tenfold. I do get very silly, very childlike. I feel more courageous. If I see a straight couple, I can easily, without any hesitancy, flirt with the straight man and embarrass the hell out of him. And the wives usually love it. There's a sense of freedom and spontaneity that I typically don't have unless I'm in drag. The whole process of transforming oneself into a drag personality starts with the choice of a dress and the size of a dress and accenting it with purse or heels or wig. For me, the breast size is important. I'm a big girl. I got a large bra and water balloons to use as breasts, and I feel that it gives a more natural look and feel to the outfit. The choice of having large breasts when I dress up kind of fits my personality and my frame. As you transform yourself slowly, step by step, even applying the makeup, the foundation goes on first, and then the eyes, and then the eyelashes, and the lips are usually last, and then the wig. The whole process of transforming yourself from male to female is a journey. You can slowly feel over the hour and a half that it takes to transform into drag a shift, a really unique and joyful shift. The first time that I saw my partner, my husband, Peter, in drag was during a Halloween party last year. We bought Peter a beautiful sequin dress with flats and a lovely little bob wig. I did his makeup, which I overdid, actually. He looked a little garish, but I thought he was lovely. It was interesting to see my partner, who had never done drag before in his life, get really into it and accent and show off his feminine side. His voice changed, his gait, his gaze, his whole body morphed into something different. It was really lovely to see. As gay male partners, there's a lot of masculinity around our intimacy, of course. When we had the opportunity to dress in drag and be photographed in our garden, it almost felt as if we were two women gazing at each other and allowing or feeling each other's feminine qualities come through. It was very sweet. It was really sweet.